则当金色黎明，那是一个何等荣耀的早晨。
When the golden daybreak comes, what a morning that will be！
是历世历代众圣徒所等候的。
And that's the morning that through generations all the saints are waiting for。
那是讲到主耶稣基督他要再来的时候。
It talks about the day when our Christ returns。
我们一起来读马可福音十三章十三节。
Together, let's read Mark chapter 13:13。
并且你们要为我的名被众人憎恶，唯有忍耐到底的，必然得救。主来的日子实在是近了。
And I tell you that, the Lord's day is coming soon.
当主耶稣基督告诉这些门徒们，他来的时候有什么样的一些的情形发生
？When Jesus tells his disciples when he could return, what that day will be？
他告诉我们，唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。
And he says, only the one who endures to the end, he will be saved.
在雅各书五章八节说，你们也当忍耐，坚固你们的心。
And in James 5:8, it says that you have to be patient.
因为主来的日子近了。
Because the days of the Lord returns is close.
主来的日子实在是近了。
And tell you that the days of our Lord returning is close.
在他回来最后这段的日子当中，
and in this last moment before his return,
主要呼召他的儿女，
that our Lord now is calling on his children,
叫我们成为他的同伴，
so that we will now become his companion.
主告诉我们，忍耐到底的必然得救。
And the Lord says, one who endures to the end, he will be saved.
这里的得救讲到救恩整个完成的得救。
And these, the one who are saved, are the one that are completely in salvation.
我们在圣经当中读到好多不同的得救。
In the Bible, there's many descriptions of how to be saved.
第一个得救是讲到我们在神面前的得救。
And the first one we're going to talk about is to be saved before God eternally.
在约翰福音第一章十二节说，凡接待他的。
In John 1:12, it says, as many as received him.
就是信他名的人。
The one who believed in him.
他就赐给他们权柄。
And now he now gave them the right
做神的儿女
to become children of God.
我们蒙恩得救
now when we are saved
在于我们的相信
if we are saved through faith
主耶稣基督在十字架为我们付了一切的代价
when our Lord went onto the cross and he paid the whole price
他为我们在挂在木头上成为那个咒诅
and for us he went onto the cross and he was cursed
他为我们受审判。
And he took on our judgment.
身体为我们裂开。
And his body was broken.
宝血为我们流出来。
His blood was shed.
主在十字架最后呼喊说成了。
And at the end, our Lord says, "Is now finished."
救恩完成了。
The salvation is now complete.
主在救赎的工作上，他所付的代价是完全的。
So in the work of the salvation, the Lord has completed all.
能够满足父神所有公义的要求。
He has now satisfied all the requirement of righteousness.
所以我们在神面前的得救不在于我们的行为。
So that's why when we are saved, it is not because of our work.
不是因为我们表现得好，所以神说他赦免我们。
It is not of our good behavior that we are now saved.
我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
But we are only saved by grace and through faith.
不是出于我们自己
，not by any of our works，
是神所赐的。
But it is something that God has freely given us。
以弗所书二章八节九节讲的那么清楚。
In Ephesians chapter 2:8-9, it tells us very clearly，
不是出于我们的行为，免得有人自夸。
That it is not as the result of works， so that no one may boast。
今天我们当中若还有福音朋友
，so today if there's a gospel friend among us，
他我们都能够认识。
Let us all understand
救恩在十架救赎的工作已经完成了
that our salvation was completed on the cross
不论你相信不论人不相信救恩的工作已经完成了
doesn't matter if you want to believe or not believe in it the salvation is completed
宝血已经流出来
the blood was already shed
代价已经付了
and the price has already been paid
但是今天对每一个人来讲
But today, for all of us,
神给我们一个权利，叫我们来做一个选择。
God gave us the right to make a choice.
你愿不愿意接受神的儿子为你付的代价？
Are you willing to receive the price that Jesus has already paid?
我们的神爱世界上每一个人。
That our Lord loves everyone in this world.
他愿意舍了他独生的儿子。
That he is willing to give up his only begotten son.
我们的主他愿意万人得救，不愿意有一个人沉沦。
So that our Lord wants all people to be saved, not one to be fallen.
他是为人人尝了死味。
And our Lord has taste death for all people.
今天工作完成了。
And today the work is already completed.
对每一个人来讲，我们只要相信，只要接受。
And for all people, all you gotta do is receive and believe.
我们信，接受他，我们就成为神的儿女。
Once we believe and receive him, then we are now children of God.
这是实在太大的福音。
And this is the great gospel.
我们的罪得着完全的赦免。
That our sins are now all forgiven.
我们能够恢复和神中间那个和好的关系。
That now we can reconcile a relationship with God.
我们得着永远的生命。
That now we will receive eternal life.
从前我们在世界上，我们真的不知道从哪里来，也不知道往哪里去。
Before when we were still of the world, we didn't know where we come from and where we to go.
我们没有指望，没有神。
That we were living without hope and without God.
但是我们就是因着简单的一信。
But now we've simple faith.
亲爱的朋友，这是太大的福音。
Dear friends, this is a great gospel.
我们能够来到神的面前。
Then we get to come before the Lord.
我们得着那永远的生命。
And we can receive eternal life.
是所有世界仇敌都不能夺去的。
Something that the world and our enemy can never take away.
你会享受经历到那个平安，那个喜乐。
And you will get to receive this peace.
我们有一个永远的盼望。
That with that comes also the eternal hope.
神在每一个人身上，他有一个美好的旨意。
And God has a purpose on each one of you.
让我们能够恢复与神和好的关系。
When we get to reconcile with God.
让神的心意能够成全在我们身上。
Then God's purpose can come true on you.
感谢主，我们说得救了。
And thanks to the Lord, when we say that we are now saved.
当你相信的时候，你就得救了。
When you believe, you are now saved.
特别我们的说到是灵的得救。
Especially when we talk about how our spirit is saved.
我们在神面前得救了。
That before God, we are saved.
但是圣经也告诉我们还有好多不同的得救。
But then in the Bible, it also describes the other being saved.
在马可福音16章16节。
In Mark chapter 16, 16.
他说信而受洗的必然得救。
He says, he who has believed and has been baptized shall be saved.
不信的必被定罪。
But he who has disbelieved shall be condemned.
他不是讲说你没有受洗的必被定罪。
It doesn't say that if you're not baptized that you'll be condemned.
他说是不信的被定罪。
But it is he who disbelieved who are condemned.
后面那一段呢，讲到相信是我们在神面前的得救。
In the second part of the verse, it says that when you believe, you are saved.
神他看见我们，当我们愿意接受的时候，他是看见他儿子的宝血。
When God sees us, when we choose to believe, that now God sees us as His Son.
他就不定我们的罪。
And He will no longer condemn us.
不定罪在于相信。
No longer condemn us because we believe.
但是前面他说信而受浸的必然得救。
But in the first part of the verse, it says, He who believes and has been baptized shall be saved.
常常我们想说是不是应该受完浸以后，好，那我们讲说那个是一个得救。
So maybe sometimes we think that we are only saved after we are baptized.
他说信而受浸的必然得救。
But he says here that who has believed and baptized shall be saved.
受浸是一个见证。
That means that to be baptized is a testimony.
我们在神面前的得救，世界上的人他并不晓得，看不见。
It says that when we believe in God, other people around us may not be able to tell.
但是我们受浸在人的面前，在仇敌的面前，在神的面前，我们做一个见证。
But now when we are being baptized, then it is a testimony to ourselves, to the people around us, and to God.
我们已经与主同死了。
To proclaim that we died with our Lord.
我们已经与主一同埋葬了。
And to proclaim that we are buried with our Lord.
我们也已经与主一同复活了。
And to also proclaim that we are now reborn with the Lord.
罗马书第三告诉我们说，我们心里相信，口里承认， 就必得救。
In Romans chapter 10:9, it says, "If you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God,"
我们心里信什么呢？
Then what do we believe in?
我们相信神叫耶稣基督从死里面复活了。
We believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
我们口里承认耶稣基督是主。
And we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord.
一面来讲，我们需要心里相信。
On one hand, we have to believe in our heart.
信神叫他儿子从死里面复活了。
Believe in our heart that God raised Jesus from the dead.
今天每一个神的儿女，我们都说我们是耶稣基督复活的见证人。
And today, all children of God who proclaim that we are a witness of Jesus coming back.
那一个相信，那个接受，他是我们的救主。
And we believe that He is our Savior.
他不是在历史上的一位人物。
That Jesus is not only a figure in history.
他今天不是在坟墓的里面。
And Jesus is not contained in a grave.
他不在那里，他已经复活了。
And Jesus is not in the grave. He is now resurrected.
每一个神儿女，我们都做他很宝贵的见证。
And all children of God, we are His witness.
那一天我相信的时候，这位复活的主耶稣基督，他就住在我的里面。
On the day that I choose to believe, now Jesus dwells in me.
他与我同行。
And He walks with me.
他与我交谈。
And He talks with me.
生命窄路与我同过。
And He walks with me through all the narrow paths of life.
他是那位又真又活的神。
And He is this true and living God.
我们当中的朋友，你要接受他以后，你就会经历到他真的是那位又真又活的神。
So friends that are among us, once you believe him, you will experience how he is a true and living God.
他仍然与你说话。
That continuously he still talks to you.
他在我们生命中那样的真实。
And in your life, how true he is.
我们心里相信。
That when we believe in our heart,
信神叫他的儿子从死里面已经复活了。
We believe in our heart that God raised Jesus from the dead.
我们还要口里承认。
And we will also confess with our mouth.
耶稣基督他是主。
That Jesus is my Lord.
每一个神儿女得救了以后，如果说只是做一个暗暗的基督徒。
Now when the children of God, once they believe, if they're just these silent Christians,
我说我心里相信了。
And they'll say that I believe in my heart.
可是我不要所有其他的人知道。
But I don't want anyone to know.
很多时候我们的生活很难有一个分别。
And a lot of times, and you see that your life is exactly like everyone else.
你只要相信，可以说你在神面前是得救的。
But if you can believe and proclaim that you are now saved.
但是世界上或者你旁边的人，他们并不知道你得救了。
But if the people around you can't even tell that you are already saved.
所以信然后口里承认，这边讲的得救呢，可以说是在人面前你得救了。
So that's why not only we believe, but when we confess,Then people around us can tell that we believe.
我们信而受尽，在这个见证当中，我们说我们得救了。
And when we believe and when we are baptized, then we become a witness and a testimony.
很多时候，你愿意用口里来承认，你愿意受尽做见证，弟兄姊妹，神救我们从四维的环境中脱离出来。
And then is when the time when we choose to baptize and when we choose to confess with our mouths, then God will make us different in our environment.
当人知道你是一个基督徒，
and people can now tell that you are Christian.
很多人他们在做一些事情，在交谈一些事情的时候，他说：“哎，不要找他，不要找他，他是一个基督徒。”
And then people may find out that after they find out that you're a Christian, they'll say that don't say this, don't say that before of you.
神的儿女在地上是有一个见证的。
Because as children of God, we have a testimony to make.
啊，我们在人的面前能够说是得救的。
That in front of people, we could tell them that we are already saved.
是被分别出来的。
That we are now separated.
有两个弟兄在同事哈一起工作做了好多年。
There are two brothers and they work together.
后来才发现说原来你也是基督徒。
And after a long time, they finally realized that the other brother is actually a Christian as well.
我说他们真的很会做这个隐藏的工作哈。
And then I said that they must be really good in being silent Christian.
照讲基督徒的生命那个光要照出来应该是很容易被人家发现的。
But I think that as the Christians, the lights that are inside of you should easily shine forth and people should be able to tell that you're a Christian.
主不但要我们在他的面前我们做一个得救的人。
So our Lord not only want us to be saved before him.
我们跟这位神中间有一个和好的关系。
And he want us to have a good relationship with him.
主也要我们 活在世界上的时候，在人的面前，我们说我们是一个得救的。
But the Lord also wants us to live our life in this world such that we can show people that we are saved.
我们从世界中是被分别出来的。
And we are now separated from the world.
还有一个得救。
There's another being saved.
我们一起来读一下罗马书第八章第二十二节到第二十四节。
Let's read Romans chapter 8, 22 through 24.
我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦，直到如今。不但如此，就是我们这有圣灵初结果子的，也是自己心里叹息，等候得着儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体得足。我们得救是在乎盼望。他这边又讲到一个得救。
And here it talks about another form of being saved.
他说我们得救是在乎盼望。
It says that we are waiting eagerly.
意思好像今天你还没有得到啊。
Meaning that today we are still waiting, we haven't got it yet.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们对于得救，看见圣经他讲到好多不同的得救。
So brothers and sisters, just from these verses, we see that being saved has a lot of different aspects.
我们要认识到我们在神面前做一个得救的人。
We have to recognize that before the Lord, we have to be someone who is a testimony.
我们在人的面前，我们是得救的人。
And in front of the other people, we are also saved as a testimony.
但是在身体得赎的这个得救，我们是有一个荣耀的盼望。
But concerning the redemption of our body, we are still having a hope.
他说我们有圣灵初结果子的。
He says that we are having the first fruits of the Spirit.
也是心里叹息。
Even we ourselves groan within ourselves.
今天神的儿女。我们虽然得着了永远的生命
Today, as children of God, even we have already received eternal life.
但是在很多的事情上，你说跟世界上没有得救的人，好像仍然在同一个原则的里面。
But in many other things, we are just like the other people of this world.
圣经告诉我们说，我们的外体一天毁坏一天。
In the Bible, it tells us that our body dies a little bit day by day.
但是我们里面的人呢，却是一天新似一天。
But our inner life is refreshed.
你不能讲说我里面的生命是永远的生命。
You can't say that our life inside of me is already an eternal life.
是一天新似一天的生命。
Our life refreshed every day.
所以我外面的肉体也应该是每一天都是被更新的。
And as a consequence, my body should refresh every day as well.
不是的。
I tell you that that's not so.
我们都是年纪渐渐的老迈。
That I tell you that day by day we age.
也许我们也经历到我们体力渐渐的衰弱。
Maybe you feel that your strength leaves you every day.
外体一天毁坏一天。
And our body dies a little bit day by day.
是的，我们也在地上有许多的劳苦叹息。
And yes, on this world we are still suffering and groaning.
但是神的儿女有一个很荣耀的盼望在我们的里面。
But as children of God, we have this glorious hope.
外面的都要过去。
That all the external things are only temporal.
但是当主耶稣基督再来的时候
，And when Jesus Christ comes again,
圣经告诉我们，在空中，在云里，他要迎接圣徒和圣徒们相会。
The Bible tells us that we will meet our Lord in the midst of the clouds.
那一天，死人要复活。
And on that one day, all the dead will rise up.
活的人也要被提。
And all the living ones will be exalted.
他告诉我们说，在地上有一个属肉体的这个身体。
And he tells us that we have this body.
来到那一天，他赐给我们一个荣耀的身体。
And on that one day, a body will go through a transformation.
身体要得赎。
That our body will now be redeemed.
这是一个荣耀的盼望。
And this is a glorious hope.
他说我们得救是在乎盼望。
He says that for in hope, we have been saved.
所以讲到那一个得救是说到我们的身体要得救。
So that part of the being saved, it talks of the redemption of our body.
我们得着一个复活的身体。
That we will now receive a new body.
那到底是怎么样？可能今天我们没有办法来明白的。
Now what is this new body? I don't think everyone understands.
但是我们里面存着一个荣耀的盼望。
But I let you know that in us, we have a hope.
圣经里面告诉我们
，In the Bible it says，
我们灵得救，我们身体得救
，That our spirit is saved, our body is saved。
但是还有一个得救
，But there is one more being saved。
关乎到我们得赏赐的
He talked about the rewards that we will receive.
他是讲到我们魂的得救。
He talks about how our soul needs to be saved as well.
所以今天我们说蒙恩得救了，我们的罪得多了赦免。
So today, when we say that when we're saved, when our sins are forgiven,
我们清楚我们在神面前得救了。
That we know for a fact that we are now saved.
好像事情就结束了，是不是？
And then you think that that's already the end.
到那一天，我们等着身体得赎。
And now we're just waiting for the day when our body is with them.
在那一天，我们就等着那个荣耀的大日来到。
And we're just all waiting until that day to come.
它是圣经里面一个很重要要告诉我们的信息。
But I tell you that in the Bible, there's one more thing that we have to pay attention to.
我们得蒙救赎是一个手续。
Is that when we're saved, it's a progress.
我们最后得赏赐, 那是我们一个荣耀的盼望。
And at the end, there is a reward, and that's what we're hoping for.
但是我们的一生, 我们说这一条道路叫做十字架的道路。
But when we spend our whole life, our life has now become the life of the cross.
主耶稣告诉我们, 祂不但叫我们得生命, 还要得着更丰盛的生命。
And Jesus promises that not only will we receive a new life, but a more fulfilling life.
这是我们今天的机会,
and this is what we need to do today.
得着更丰盛的生命,
to receive this more fulfilling life.
我们在圣经也读到有十个童女。
In the Bible, we read the story of the 10 virgins.
他讲到五个是聪明的, 五个是愚拙的。
It says that 5 of the virgins were wise and 5 were not.
他们十个都在等候新郎的来到。
And all these 10 virgins are waiting for the groom.
他们都拿着灯。
And they all have with them a lamp.
灯也会亮的。
And the lamp has light.
但是五个聪明的,
but the 5 wise virgins,
他们有预备油。
They prepare some spare oil.
那五个愚拙的呢, 没有预备油。
But the other 5, they did not bring any oil with them.
后来新郎来的时间延迟了。
So now the groom delayed it.
等到新郎来的时候,
and when he finally came,
那五个愚拙的灯里面呢, 已经没有油了。
The 5 virgins without oil, the lights went off.
只有那五个聪明的能够进去与新郎一同坐席。
Only the 5 that had the oil prepared, they got to go in with the group.
那一个比喻告诉我们, 这十个他们都得救了。
In this parable, it tells us that all 10 of the virgins, they were already saved.
他们都有灯,
they all had the lamp.
他们得救了,
and they were all saved.
可是还有一个很重要的, 就是要预备油。
But yet, there's one more important thing, is that we have to come prepared with oil.
就是讲到说，今天在有机会的时候，主要我们得着更丰盛的生命。That
means that today, when we still have this chance, we have to receive more of this fulfilling life.
马可福音第8章35节说，因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命。In
Mark 8:35, it says, "For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it."
凡为我和福音丧掉生命的，必救了生命。But
whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospels will save it.
这边的生命都讲到我们的魂。And
here, when you talk about life, it talks about our soul.
在属灵的境界，那个原则跟地上的是，很多时候是相反的哈。In
the spiritual realm of things, a lot of things are different from what our perception is.
在地上你要掌权，你要做首，你要坐在高位上。
What we want to do in this world is we want to capture the high positions. We want to be in power.
在属灵的境界，你要为首的，你要做众人的仆人。
But now in the spiritual realm of things, it says that you want to be a leader, you need to serve.
真正掌权的是那站在最低微地位的。
The one who actually has the most power is the one who is serving.
跟地上的原则是不一样的。
That is exactly opposite of what we think.
地上的原则，你要怎么样让你自己更充实，叫你天然的生命更长大？也许你要怎么样去学习，怎么样去装备？
In the principle of this world, in order to get more power, you have to climb to a higher position. Maybe you have to equip yourself with more learnings or training.
很多时候，好多好多的知识，可能会让你觉得说，我这个生命有点长大。
A lot of times when you fill yourself with more and more knowledge, you thought that you are now more mature.
但是在属灵的境界,
but I tell you that in the spiritual realm of things,
主告诉我们那个十字架的原则,
the Lord tells us the principle of the cross.
当我们愿意为着主, 为着福音, 失上魂的,
whenever we're willing to lose our soul a little bit for the sake of the gospel,
它的结果反而是我们得着生命,
then the result we will actually gain more life.
所以不是从外面的学习知识叫你的生命能够长大,
so to grow more mature in life doesn't mean that you just fill yourself with more knowledge.
在十架的路上, 十架并不是叫我们受苦,
but on the path of the cross, the cross does not ask us to just suffer.
但是十架, 这个原则要我们愿意放下我们自己，舍掉我们的自己。
The principle of the cross is for us to understand to deny ourselves.
我们愿意放下，我们愿意舍掉自己的生命。
Whenever we're willing to deny our own life,
我们就得着永远的生命。
Then we will gain eternal life.
这个跟我们信的时候得着永远的生命是不一样的。
And this new life is different from the new life that we receive when we are saved.
主要我们得着更丰盛的生命。
Because the Lord wants us to have a more fulfilling life.
弟兄姊妹, 主给我们的祝福实在是太大了。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord has prepared for us a great blessing.
今天我们说相信, 我们就得救了。
Today, when we say that we believe, we are now saved.
不在于我们的行为。
It doesn't matter what your work is.
是本乎恩也义的信,
but it's only by grace and through faith.
神也给我们一个永远的盼望,
and the Lord also gave us this hope.
到那一天我们的身体要得赎,
because on that one day our body will transform.
但是在今天,
but also today the Lord has already prepared for you a blessing.
他教导我们怎么来得更丰盛的生命。
He already has taught us how do we receive this more fulfilling life.
我们与主一同在十字架的路上。
How now we can walk this path of the cross.
什么时候你愿意放下自己。
Whenever you're willing to deny yourself.
什么时候你就更多得着耶稣基督那丰满的生命。
And that's exactly the time you receive His fulfilling life.
主要救我们进入他的天国。
Because the Lord wants to take us with Him into heaven.
所有在永远里面要发生的事情,
all the things that will happen in eternity,
在永远里面要得着的赏赐,
all the rewards that you can receive in eternity,
神也告诉我们在来世得永生,
the Bible has already told us that we will have eternity.
Eternal life, 在来世得着那个永生, 跟我们相信的时候, 我们所得着的永生,
the Bible already tells us that the eternal life that we'll receive in the future is different from the eternal life that we have received now.
讲到在国度的时代,
it talks about the ages of the new kingdom.
当我们真的认识神给我们的那个福分呢,
when we truly understand the blessings that we have received,
远远超过今天我们所能够认识,心里所能够想到的,
that already has far exceeds all the things that you can expect.
在来世的永生,
that in the coming time we'll have eternal life.
神把他一切的丰富, 他的所有的, 今天叫我们和他一同有份,
that God has already put all He has into this eternal life for us.
所以马可福音, 他在这边, 我们看见主告诉我们, 他来的日子是近了,
so in the Mark chapter 14, it tells us the end is near.
唯有忍耐到底的, 必然得救,
and only the ones that endures until the end, he will be saved.
整个救恩成全的那个得救, 神要我们来得着。
Now this complete salvation, the Lord wants us to receive.
时候不多了。
And He says that the time is near.
但是要忍耐, 要等候。
But you have to endure until the end.
雅各书第五章, 第七节和第八节, 我们一起来读一下。
James chapter 5, 7 and 8, together.
弟兄们啊, 你们要忍耐, 直到主来。看哪, 农夫忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产, 直到得了秋雨春雨, 你们也当忍耐, 坚固你们的心, 因为主来的日子近了。 他一直告诉我们主来的日子近了。
It keeps on telling us that for the coming of the Lord is near.
所以我们要忍耐。
So that's why we have to be patient.
今天多少时候我们遇到一些试炼,一些患难。
Today, a lot of times, maybe we're going through suffering, so we may be going through trials.
有些人为着主也受到一些的环境。
And some of the people, they may be persecuted at this time.
但是若是我们说主怎么没有在今天救我们脱离这所有的难处呢?
And then You may ask, how come the Lord is not helping me today to get me out of this trial?
我们也听见有人告诉我们，他说我信了主以后，好像环境越来越艰难呐，主并没有来帮助我。
Some people may even say that ever since the day I choose to believe the Lord, my days got harder as it becomes. Maybe they're making a choice and say, maybe now I should just leave the Lord.
Oh, 主没有应许你信主以后,
but I tell you that the God never promised that after you believe everything will go smoothly.
主没有应许你信主以后,
He never says that after you believe in Him, everything will go your way.
乃是主应许他与我们同在。
But our Lord promised that He will be with us.
他与我们同行。
That He will walk with us.
还要我们看见那永远的盼望。
And He wants us to see this hope in eternity.
农夫忍耐等候地里的出产。
And He says the farmer waits for the precious produce of the soil.
农夫当他们把种子撒下去,
Now when the farmer plant the seeds,
曾经在这个之前, 他们要经过多少的努力工作,
And after that, how much hard work he has to put in,
要预备这个田地,
To prepare the soil,
种子撒下去, 他们还要那么的花功夫,
And after he prepared the soil, there's still a lot of work that needs to be done.
不能让这些杂草丛生, 来妨碍了生长。
We cannot have other grass just living on the soil.
他们需要施肥, 需要浇灌,
and they need to put in the extra stuff so that the grass could grow.
但是什么时候地能够有出产呢?
But when can they wait for this precious produce?
哦, 他们需要忍耐等候。
And because they have to be patient about it.
圣经告诉我们, 你们也当忍耐。
And it says in the Bible is that you too be patient.
今天神正在工作,
Because today the Lord is making and working on you.
有好多的建造,
and there's a lot of work.
我们是他所耕种的田地,
that we are his soil.
我们是他所建造的房屋,
and we are his house.
那在整个的 神的工作在他要我们生命长大整个的过程里面, 需要我们忍耐。
All this work that the Lord is doing on you, you have to be patient.
因为今天很多的事情发生，并不是完全能够照着我们所盼望的。
Because a lot of times when things happen, they're not just going to happen as the way you like it.
圣经也告诉我们，好像做比喻来讲，那个妇人生产呐，他讲到有一个生产之苦。
And he says there's a parable in the Bible that says that it is like a woman giving birth.
人都会告诉我们，那个痛啊，那个在这个标准来讲，可能是在人里面是最高的一个职位了。And
the suffering of bearing a child is the highest suffering of all.
但是没有经过那个生产的痛苦。But
without going through this bearing pain.
没有那个生命的诞生。Then
how can you have a new life?
今天弟兄姊妹, 时候并不是很多。So
today, brothers and sisters, the time is near.
所以主在这里勉励我们，叫我们忍耐。So
here, the Lord is encouraging us to be patient.
但我们若盼望那所不见的，就必忍耐等候。That
when we are waiting for the things that we cannot see, we are waiting in hope.
今天若是我们的眼目只是看今天的，
Today, if you're only focusing on what's happening right now,
你若只是我们看我们的环境而已，
if you're only looking at what's around you,
看我们自己的身体一天毁坏一天，
and if you only look at your body that dies every day,
年纪一天长一天，
and if you only look at your age that is going older every day,
所以年纪长了一岁呢， 你是增加了一岁呢， 你还是减少了一岁呢？
Now, if you think about it that way, every day, every time when you grow by 1 year, are you actually getting closer to older?
是的，我们看见日子不是那么多了。
And I tell you that yes, our days are limited.
今天我们眼目需要看见那永远的。
And that's why we have to set our gaze on eternity.
我们是有盼望的。
That we have this hope.
我们不是在地上没有指望。
That we are not without hope.
因为我们的指望再不是永远的。
Because our hope lies in eternity.
我们等候，我们忍耐。
That we wait and we are patient.
我们相信主今天正在做工。
And we believe that our Lord is working on us.
还要我们抓住每一个机会。
And He wants us to capture all the opportunities.
尼基翁写的诗歌, 他说每一次的打击都是真利益。
Brother Nee says that every time we go through a trial, we gain something.
你所收取的你自己来代替。
And whatever you receive, it becomes part of you.
这是真的认识神的人。
And that's for someone who truly knows the Lord.
今天我们在地上每一个环境，每一个过程。
And today, it doesn't matter what trials you go through.
弟兄姊妹，若你看见，这是我们一个得生命的机会。
Brothers and sisters, that's a chance for you to get more life.
我们的生活是非常的充实的。
That your life will now be more fulfilling.
有很多神的儿女、圣徒们，他们所做的见证。
Now a lot of saints when they make a testimony.
有时候别人没有办法理解。
A lot of times the other people around them they cannot understand.
他们里面有一个大的喜乐。
They can't understand how this brother or sister has this joy.
可是你看他的环境呢？
But you look at where he is.
他是非常的艰难。
He is in great suffering.
你就知道说他里面的喜乐是超过他的环境的。
And you know that this joy that is within actually overcomes his environment.
有一次有一个姊妹打电话给我。
There is one time a sister called me.
她向我要一些读经的讲义。
And she asked me for some notes on that.
她讲到她的女儿的情形。
And she told me about her daughter.
我们都非常的熟。
And then, we know each other very well.
她女儿从小出生呢，就是行动不便的。
And her daughter, when she was born, she was handicapped.
她一直是坐在轮椅里的。
And she was always in a wheelchair.
所以我们那天在谈话的时候，我们的姊妹就讲她女儿那个时候的情形哈。So
that day when we talked, the sister told me more about her daughter when she was in a wheelchair.
她说她女儿的情形是越来越不好。
And she said that her daughter is getting worse.
她吃东西现在都不能吃了。
Now she can no longer eat.
她需要切管，然后需要很小心的来喂她哈。
And now they can only feed her with a tube. They have to be feeding her very carefully through a tube.
那常常需要照顾，需要清理，需要吸痰，有很多很多的工作。
And of course, there's a lot of work that needs to put in to help her get through her daily life.
所以从人来看的话，我说这个太不容易了。
So from a perspective of a man, it would say that it is too difficult to deal with.
他们所经过的环境呢，到那个时候，他女儿已经差不多40多岁了。
And now they have to go through all these difficult times. The daughter is already 40-some years old.
这样子来花代价来照顾。
Spend such a long time just to take care of her.
情况越来越不好。
And the condition is getting worse.
但是我很讶异的，姊妹。 他讲完了这一段以后，他说：“我为什么要这些读经讲义呢？”
But I was very surprised when the sister told me why she needed my notes.
因为我们家里面要开始一个查经班。
Because she said I am gonna start hosting a Bible study.
哎呀，她要在那里传福音，要在那里服侍人。
And she wants to be a testimony to spread the gospel.
跟前面的这个发生的讲的那一段哈，她女儿的情形好像我连不起来啊。
If you look at what she wants to do from what she has been dealing with, you can make no connection between these two things.
但是我们就认识到，我们姊妹她的盼望不在于现在的环境改变。
But then at that time we realized that our sister has a hope that has nothing to do with her circumstances.
还因为有一个永远的盼望。Because
her hope lies in eternity.
哦，她在那个环境当中，她有一个超越的生活。
That even in such a difficult environment, she has an overcoming life.
她告诉我说，她那个女儿是他们最大的喜乐。
And she said that her daughter is actually the greatest joy within the family.
很多时候我们其他的人没办法理解。
And a lot of times, as people surrounding them would never understand.
但是每一个神儿女，弟兄姊妹，我们都可以来经历到一些。
But as children of God, all of us can experience the same.
我们盼望那所不见的。
That we are waiting for things that are in hope.
是我们今天所没有看得见的。
Things that we cannot see.
是关乎到永远的。
But things that are concerning eternity.
但是在里面，主会把这个负担，把这个看见，是里面的看见。
And in us, it is this internal vision that we will have.
就带我们越过今天的环境。
And it is this internal vision that will take us overcome our circumstances.
我们就忍耐等候。
So that's why we have to be patient.
他最后讲到，忍耐是要到底啊。
And he says that we have to be patient to the end.
到底。
To the end.
其实最后一段日程。
And I tell you that since the time is near, the time that is left is limited.
但是主要我们忍耐是要一直到底的。
And our Lord asks us to be patient until the end.
前一阵子有一天开车送我女儿回学校去。
Some times ago, I was driving my daughter back to school.
她今年就要毕业了哈。
And this is her last year at school.
我跟他讲到一句中国的成语啊。
And I told her of a Chinese saying.
我说这个行百里者半九十。
And it's a Chinese saying.
他问我说什么是行百里者半九十。
And then she asked me, what did you just say?
我跟他解释你要走一百里的路程。
And then I started explaining to her that you have to walk a hundred miles.
你今天走了九十里了。
And today you're at mile number 90.
但是呢其实走了九十里哦这算是走了一半。
But even though you've already finished 90 miles, it's just like walking only half of it.
行百里者半九十。九十里你走完九十里是算是走了一半的路程。
Now, even after you finish 90 miles, it only counts as about you finish half.
后面最后的那一段通常来讲常常是最不容易的。
Because I tell you, the last 10 miles is going to be the most difficult to get through.
但是呢那也是最重要的。
Also, the last 10 miles is the most important miles you have to get through.
能不能够 finish well, 好你就在一个最后那一段里面能够一直到底。
So can you finish well depending on if you could finish the last 10 miles?
以前年轻的时候在山里面要走一天的路程有一个地方好你知道说那边有一个公寮 你必须晚上到达那个地方。
When I was younger, when I go hiking, we would set a goal that by night time we have to reach this set point.
然后呢你在最后那一段通常你是最疲倦的。
And I tell you that always the last trail is the hardest.
几个人大家互相扶持啊。
The last portion of it, we have to encourage each other.
你达不到那里你在山里面过不了夜了。
So if you cannot get to this point before night time, then you have to spend the night in the wilderness.
弟兄姊妹主一直告诉我们人子来的日子是近了。
So brothers and sisters, our Lord tells us that the time is near.
那个最后这一段是一个最重要的。
But it is this last portion that is the most important.
好像我们成为同伴。
He wants us to become companions.
弟兄手握弟兄的手。
Brothers holding brothers' hands.
叫我们向着标杆来直跑。
So that we could run together toward our goal.
时间不是那么多。
The time is near.
但是在最后的一段他要我们忍耐要到底。
But it is at this last portion that he asks us to endure to the end.
我们有一个把握
we have this assurance,
因为主在逾越节那个时候他告诉我们
because during Passover, the Lord said this,
他让我们能够知道说他爱世间属他的人就爱他们怎么样到底
because the Lord said that he loved the people of this world and he will love them to the end
他不放弃我们
he will never forget us
他知道我们在地上在特别在最后这段路程何等的不容易。
He'll never give up on us. He knows that the last portion is the hardest.
他爱我们就爱我们到底。
And he loved his own and he will love them till the end.
林前一章八节说他也必坚固你们到底。
And in 1 Corinthians 1:8 it says that he will also confirm us to the end.
我们一面把自己愿意奉献在主的面前
Whenever we're willing to offer ourselves,
主在最后一段的路程主你来保守我们
Then on this last part of the road, he will bless us.
我们向主说主耶稣啊我们真愿做你的同伴
And then we will say to the Lord that we want to be his companion.
主耶稣在地上的时候最后是那么孤单的走在十字架的路上
And when Jesus walked his last part of his life, he was walking a lonely path.
他必须孤单地为我们受审判。
And he needed to be alone when he took on the judgment.
没有人能够好像有份于能够分担他所受的痛苦。
And at that time, no one can take any pain away from him.
但是在主来之前最后的一段路程。
But before the Lord comes again, this last portion of our path.
主何等的渴望能够得着他的同伴。
How our Lord wants us to be His companion now.
让我们一同走十架的窄路。
So that together we could walk this path of the cross.
我们知道他爱我们，就爱我们到底。
Because we know that He loves us and He will love us to the end.
我们知道他要坚固我们一直到底。
And we also know that He will strengthen us until the end.
今天我们的主他是那位慈悲忠信的大祭司。
And we know that our Lord is this kind and good priest.
他长远活着他在为我们祷告
and he lives forever and he prays for us forever
所以希伯来书讲到说凡靠着他进到神面前的人
and that's why in Hebrews it says who is able to draw near to God through him
他都能拯救怎么样到底
and he will be able to save them forever.
一直到最后,
until the end.
直到他的工作完成,
until the work is done.
我们感谢主, 我们有这位大祭司, 今天仍然在为我们祷告。
So thanks to the Lord that we have this high priest that is still interceding for us.
他的爱没有改变, 他爱我们一直到底。
That he loves us to the end.
他坚固我们一直到底。
And he strengthen us until the end.
他拯救我们要一直到底。
And he'll save us and save us until forever.
主来的日子是近了。
And I tell you that His time is near.
主要我们在凡事上我们警醒等候。
And he warned us through all things be in sober spirit.
然后我们彼此切实的相爱。
So that we will love one another.
教我们一直看见他带我们要忍耐到底，他的工作是必定要完成。
So we can all witness that he will love us to the end until the work is completely done.
盼望我们成为在这条道路上 何等宝贵的同伴。
So I hope that on this path we can all be companions.
我们彼此相爱。
That we can love one another.
我们是最后这段路程的同伴。
That we will become companions of this last portion of
our
road.
我们需要彼此扶持。
And we could help each other.
我们也一同成为耶稣基督的同伴。
And together we will also be companions of our Lord.
让主的心能够得着满足。
So that our God can be satisfied.
我们来唱那首短诗号，万物的结局尽了。
So now let's sing short hymn number 90 again.
万物的结局尽了。
It says the end is near.
我们要谨慎自守。
And we have to be in sober spirits.
我们要警醒祷告。
And we have to be in prayer.
最要紧的是要彼此切实的相爱。
And more importantly, we have to love each another.
我们手握弟兄的手，我们一同走在。 最后的这段路程上,
that we will hold the brother's hands and we will walk this path together.
主要爱我们到底,
and the Lord will love us to the end.
坚固我们到底,
strengthen us until the end.
拯救我们到底,
and save us to the end.
好, 请姊妹为我们弹一句, 我们就来唱。
结局尽了，所以我们要谨慎自守，齐心祷告。最要紧的是，切实相爱，因为爱能遮掩。 许多的罪，因为爱能遮掩；许多的罪，我们要互相宽待，无法怨言。个人要说上帝恩赐是不是？
做神百般恩赐的好管家，做神百般恩赐的好管家。万物的结局尽了，我们站起来把这首歌再唱一次。
Let's stand up and sing.
万物的结局尽了，所以我们要谨慎自守，齐心祷告。最要紧的是彼此确实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。 因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。